This is Brother Hansen from Truth Alive Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation, and we've been having a time with it here lately, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to take up where we left off yesterday in chapter 18. And verse 9, I believe, is where we left off. And the kings of the earth who committed acts of immorality and live sensuously with her will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke of her burning. What is he talking about in verse 9? This is the judgment that comes in one day to Babylon. Spiritual as well as financial. Babylon, the spiritual, the financial. And what we're talking about here is the love affair with Islam. And the oil, you know, they own a lot of the oil. And this is where they have a lot of financial pull and a lot of financial dependence. People depend upon them for their oil, and most of Europe and a lot of the other countries depend upon the Islamic nations to fulfill their oil, their fossil fuel desire, and they have a lot of influence, OPEC. And when this collapses completely, and when everything is done, standing at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, "Woe, woe, the city Babylon is a strong city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys her cargoes anymore." Now, why is this? God is going to do something. He's going to allow this to happen. Now, it says gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fire, you know, scarlet, and every kind of wood and article made from. But this is something that goes along with the oil. A lot of these things just are representative of the oil that they own. Cinnamon, spice, incense, perfume, frankincense, olive oil. I mean, this goes on and on. The cargoes of horses, chariots, slaves, human lives. These things are representative of the oil, of the wealth of the Islamic nations. And the fruit for you is gone from you. The fruit you long for has gone from you. And all things were luxurious, splendid, have passed away from you, and men will no longer find them. The merchants of these things who became rich from her will stand at a distance because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, "Woe, woe, the great city, she who was clothed with fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great wealth has been laid waste, and every shipmaster and every passenger and sailor and as many as make their living by the sea stood at a distance." Now, why? Well, all this oil is being shipped from the Middle East. And all of these things are hand in hand. When you take out energy, you have dissolved Babylon. A lot of Babylon. Now, here in this country, we're independent of any country. We don't need their oil. So let's hope that this collapse of Babylon will not affect if we stay with Jesus. If we don't, it's going to collapse. All of it. All of it's going to collapse. Maybe perhaps when the church is taken out, it'll collapse anyway. So, because there's a lot of lovers of Babylon and this great whore here in this country. And we see it every day. And we see what this can, what can happen. They ride in the streets, and they're, you can see it in their eyes. There is so much hatred for Israel and the Jews. So much hatred for Christianity and Jesus. You can see it in the streets as they march, as they love the great whore, Islam. You can see it. And you can see it in the Islamic mosques all across the United States. They're building up a hatred against the Jews and against Christianity. And it will come to a head, perhaps after the church is gone. The 144,000 that are caught up to God, perhaps that is the church. I always thought it was just a select few, but out of 12,000 out of each. And yes, it does say that. But maybe, just maybe, it is representative of the church itself. There's neither Jew nor Greek or any difference in the church. That's what the Bible says. So there's no difference. These could be just representative of the church leaving this earth, perhaps during midway through the tribulation, hopefully before, but we are not promised either way, but perhaps before, I'm hoping. And this crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like the great city? Now, the great city, Babylon, this Babylon, great city. What city is like the great city? And when they threw dust on their heads, they were all crying out, weeping, mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships at sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she has been laid waste. Babylon, that great city, Babylon, representative of spiritual Babylon, and perhaps financial Babylon and religious Babylon. This is something that is all done, all gone in 1 hour. And rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. God has pronounced judgment. Now, this is a happy verse. I don't know about you, but this is a great revelation of truth that God is for us. Who can be against us? They hate us. The Islamic nation, Islamists, they hate us. They hate Jesus. They hate our Jesus. They hate the Jews. We love the Jews. We love Christ. He's a Jew. His father is God. His mother was Jewish. But because God has pronounced judgment for you against her, how could you get any better than that? If God be for us, who can be against us? And a strong angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and threw it into the sea, saying, this thus will be Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will not be found any longer. This spiritual Babylon, physical or the financial Babylon, and everything that this great whore represents will be torn down. And the sound of harpists and musicians and flute players, trumpeters, will not be heard in you any longer, and no craftsman of any craft will be found in you any longer, and the sound of a mill will not be heard in you any longer. You're not going to have the sound of a pump pumping oil anymore. No longer. You're not going to pump oil. You're not going to pump anything. And it's not going to sound anymore. The great whore has been destroyed. And the light of a lamp will not shine in you any longer. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in any of you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. What other religion could this be? We know there are going to be some included in this. We know that Islam is not the only one that is included. But what other religion could be included in this? None. None. It is the only religion, political system of hatred toward the Jews, hatred toward toward Jesus, hatred toward Christ, hatred towards everything that has to do with Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's the only one. There's a few side religions out there that's going to be included in this, of course. It's not the only one. There are some false religions that's going to be included in it. You can bank on that. Those that have torn down the deity of Christ, made Him just a mere man or an angel or something like that, they're going to be included in this judgment toward the great whore. And the light of the lamp will not shine in you any longer, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in any longer, for your merchants were great men of the earth. You know, how could you be a great merchant? Selling oil. That's how you are. That's how it is. Because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in her was found the blood of the prophets. How many martyrs have been murdered by Islam? Thousands and thousands and thousands. It's one of the only religions that really kill Christians and eliminate them. Face it. This is the only religion it could be. In her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints and of all who had been slain on the earth. There it is. You tell me if you know any other that has killed more Christians than Islam and have literally taken over countries and murdered Christians. You tell me one. Write to me. Call me. Call me at that phone number that I give at the end if you think I'm wrong in any of this. I could be wrong, but I'd like to know it. This is the 19th chapter that we're getting into. The 19th chapter we're going to share tomorrow. God pronounced the judgment in 1820 in Revelation against the Babylon. And the martyrs may now rejoice. Those same martyrs that have said, when are we going to have judgment? When are we going to see the judgment come upon those that have murdered us and slaughtered us? Well, they're in heaven watching as Babylon falls in 1 hour. They're in heaven and they're crying out for judgment. And here it is in the 18th chapter of the Revelation. They're crying out for it. And here it is. And you know, you think that if you're in heaven, you're not going to complain or cry out for judgment upon someone. They did. And now, finally, it comes. And here it is.
Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com,
and you can download many of these. They're free. You don't have to pay a dime. And also, call us at 928-368-6766. Write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.